Hello, hello, you guys. Wow, we're finally here. God wants you to pay attention to who and what you're listening to because it is affecting your life. I'm gonna back it up with scripture and then we're gonna chit chat, okay? The first scripture I'm going to back it up with is Matthew 13, 13 through 17. Okay, so we're gonna read a little section. So it says, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is filled the prophecy of Esaias? I don't know, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Okay, the second scripture we're going to back it up with is Romans 10:17. So we're going to skip to Romans, jump right over. 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. Okay, so keep that one in mind. So how do we come to faith? By what we hear, okay? Our ear gates are what is programming our mind and our thoughts, okay? Which is why it's key to read the word and like hear yourself say the words, okay? But the last scripture we're gonna back it up with is Proverbs 18:21, okay? It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, okay? So with all of this being said, it's so important to understand what you're listening to is what you're repeating to yourself. It's that little monologue, that those thoughts that are in your head. It's programming your thoughts, your subconscious. So you shouldn't just be listening to anything. And I realized this when I got out of the club, like all I was listening to was trap music. Like whatever the club was playing, I was playing in the car. Like I was listening to Sexy Red, Megan, Glorilla, all of that every single day, right? And there's nothing wrong with any of those women. I love those women. This is no tea, no shade to those women. I love those women. It is not about them. It is about ego. Because as a follower of Christ, you want to die to yourself. So that means killing your ego, killing that you think you're better than anyone else. That's what it's about. It's not about, oh, their music is horrible. It's not any of that. But what their music is doing is igniting that ego, okay? And this is kind of funny because I don't even know who the girl was, but she got like shaded terribly. Like she got dragged on social media. She was a girl that did a podcast and she was saying how Megan's music like made her want to fight somebody. And everyone turned it into a racist little situation, and it wasn't that at all. And I felt bad for the girl because I'm like, I'm black and white. I literally see both sides. You know what I mean? It wasn't about race. Like, I knew what that girl was coming from. Mind you, I don't even know her name, which is so sad. But if y'all know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. This girl was basically saying that she was trying to give Megan a compliment. She was like, oh my gosh, your music makes me want to fight. Like, it's giving her that power. That's what it was stemming down to. So the media kind of flipped it, made it look bad, but it wasn't about race because she was talking about her ego. And what I'm trying to get at is that music is feeding your ego. And I felt that girl, and I was able to recognize what she was saying, because when I play those songs, and you know what songs I'm talking about, my ego is through the roof. You're not telling me nothing. You're not looking at me crazy. Don't even touch my shoulder, bitch. See, you see what just came out of my mouth? Like, I don't even be cussing like that, but it's ego. That's what it is. Like, it makes you think that you're this, that, and the third. Like, ew, don't look at me. Don't breathe the same air as me. Like, that's the type of energy that comes from that music. So that's why I'm like, it's important what you listen to, what you're feeding your brain, because that's how you're going to act. And I used to be in a place, obviously the club, where I was embodying a persona. Mind you, I don't want to say like it's a whole other person. It's another side of me. Like, we have different, I guess, personalities. Yeah, is one of my personalities, I guess, and it's the mean girl. And because in the club, you're not looking at me. I'm not talking to you if you don't have money. Sorry. Like, that was like a forgiven, like already known. But when you're moving like that, you are moving a certain way. Like, you're not giving anybody the type of attention. You're not giving anybody the time of day. Like that, like I said, like, don't even touch my shoulder, because then we have a problem. Like, do you want to fight? Like, that's what would come out of it. And it's so funny because a lot of people are like, oh, her music is uplifting, which I understand, but it's also putting people down because it's talking about hoes this, hoes that. Like, If you are so confident in yourself, you're not even worried about hoes. Like, hoes don't even, that's not even in your brain, if that makes sense. Like, when I was insecure, when I was trying to prove myself, when I was trying to people please, I was moving a type of way and I was looking a type of way, and I was always reposting those like Instagram things like, oh, I can never deal, like it's those things. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it, what I'm trying to say. It's like, when you are confident, which confident is different than being egotistical. There's two different things. God wants you to love yourself. He literally says, act bold and act courageous, okay? So you're supposed to be confident, but you're not supposed to be cocky. That's the difference. Ego is where the cockiness comes out, and ego is okay in little bits, because I don't want anyone to think anything is innately bad or innately good. Or I want y'all to know that's my opinion. Like, I don't think anything is innately bad or innately good. Ego is not all bad, because you do need a little bit of ego to remind yourself of who you are. Because if you just seen my other, like one of my TikTok videos, I had just made a video talking about where I was booked for a rare beauty shoot. Mind you, I got the job after being on hold. And being on hold means that you're like in competition with other models to see who they're gonna choose. So I got the job. I should have known right there that I was worthy, but the enemy was in my head, was like, oh, you're not worthy for this, like, this, that, and the third. Like, I was second guessing myself. And that's where you need to have a little ego and be like, no, girl, like, you were booked for this. Like, God put you in that room. Like, that's a healthy ego. There's a healthy amount of everything, okay? And that's why I say, like, when I'm talking about these artists that I mentioned, I don't think they're bad. I'll play their music occasionally, but I'm not listening to that on a daily. I'm watching what I feed myself, because what you consume is what you are. That comes to food, that comes to what you read, that comes to what you hear, because all of those are your senses, and your body is your temple, literally. Literally. So it's like, what you feed your temple is what you're going to expel. Does that make sense? And that's why it's like, if you're not taking care of your temple, your skin's not going to look right, your body weight's going to be fluctuating, you're going to have bumps, lumps, all these things, like all these problems that you wouldn't be dealing with if you were taking care of your temple. Does that make sense? What you listen to and who you listen to matters. So for me personally, when I first got into this walk, I stopped listening to secular music, and now I hear the term carnal music, so I think that the proper term is carnal music. Like, when I first got into this walk, like, I completely did everything cold turkey. I cut everything off, and that is something I see like new Christians do. Mind you, I wouldn't even consider myself a new Christian. I just was new in my walk, if that makes sense. Or more intentional in my walk, because I grew up Christian. Like, I was going to church. I accepted Jesus when I was like 7 years old. I walked to the altar myself. But that doesn't really make sense when you can't cognitively think, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So I got baptized last August 2024. And that was my personal decision. And when I made that decision, that's when I did everything cold turkey, and I was like super strict, and I was trying to follow everything to the T, if that makes sense. Trying to be the perfect Christian, which I soon realized nobody's perfect. We're all gonna sin, and everybody's sins are different. You know what I mean? Everyone struggles with different things. You know what I mean? But with that being said, something that I knew had a stronghold on me was music, and that's because I was in the club deep. Like, I was in the club every day. You know what I mean? So I was listening to that type of music on the regular, on the daily. And it was influencing me. You can tell from like the TikToks that I was posting, from the story posts that I would post. Like, when you are led by ego and led by yourself and your personal desires, you talk like that. You know what I mean? Like, you literally speak like that. And I used to be like, oh, I'm the baddest, I'm this, I'm the third. Like, we all know I have a face card. Like, why do I need to say that? You know what I mean? Like, if you know you're beautiful, why do you have to say that? You know what I mean? It's because you subconsciously think you got competitors or you got competition. It's like, ain't nobody in competition with me except me. Because where are you guys? Who are they? Where are they? You can't even pull up somebody that's actually trying to beef with you, because it's one-sided beef. You know what I mean? Like, it's made up in your head. And that's where the subconscious comes in, from the music you're listening to. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, people? Like, it's very important to be self-aware. And I think that's what this journey has really been for me. It's like, yes, obviously, like, I'm learning about God and learning his character and everything by reading my Bible, but you learn a lot about how you have acted outside of Christ by reading the Bible. Like, you're able to pinpoint where maybe you have gone wrong, or maybe where you have done something different, if that makes sense. And I see myself differently when I play that music and when I listen to Christ-centered music. And that's just a personal choice. That's why I said, like, I got rid of carnal music, secular music, whatever you guys want to label it. But I'll throw on R&B here and there. Like, mind you, certain R&B, not just any R&B. But, like, you still have to be intentional. Like, that's my word for the year is intentional, because our time on this planet is limited. And if we're just going about it willy-nilly and just going about the days, like, you're not doing what you're on this earth to do. Like, you're not fulfilling your purpose by just existing, if that makes sense. We are supposed to love. We are supposed to help. We are supposed to teach. We are supposed to aid. Like, everybody's purpose is different. If you're not being intentional with everything, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, be intentional when you go in the grocery store. Like, what foods are you picking? Be intentional with the conversations you're having when you go to appointments. What type of conversations are you having? Because even with what you're listening to, like, even if you're not the one gossiping, if you're listening to a gossip, like, you're enabling it. You know what I mean? So that goes into more than just the music. Like, when I say watch what you're listening to, watch who you're listening to, it doesn't have to be just artists. It could be your family members. It could be your friends. It could be your coworkers. Like, whatever the case may be. Like, I notice now, and you'll notice this, this is what I'm talking about being self-aware, is that when you're self-aware and when you get to this level of awareness, you'll realize your energy levels. Like, when people will be like, oh my gosh, that person is draining. Like, I used to think people were being dramatic. Like, no, your energy is literally being drained if someone is being negative 24/7, if they're gossiping. Like, I don't hang out with the same people anymore because all we would do is gossip. I'm not trying to hear that. Like, I'm building right now. I'm building a business. I'm building an empire. I'm building, like, I got goals, baby. I got goals. I don't have time to hear about what Becky's doing or about what Trina's doing. Like, I don't need to. I don't care. I don't update on me about nobody I'm not friends with, if that makes sense, because I'm not wishing bad on anyone and I'm only wishing the best for people. But what I'm trying to say is, if you have time to talk about somebody, you're not being intentional with yourself. You're playing with yourself. Because if you have time to talk about somebody else, there's some issue you got to work on. Like, you need to focus on the needle in your eye and not the needle in others. And that's another thing that comes with Christianity and following Christ, is like, everybody wants to pick everyone apart and be like, oh, you shouldn't do this. Oh, you need to do this. No, you need to focus on yourself, babe. Like, I get comments all the time like, you need to cover up. You need to do this. Y'all realize I was booty butt naked on the internet? Like, you gotta give me some grace. You gotta give me some grace. Like, I am getting there. I'm not gonna go from nothing to full-blown sheet dresses. Like, you gotta work with me. There's steps. God is not asking you to be perfect. He's asking you to show up, okay? So that's just, it all correlates, because I started this talking about, like, oh, watch who you listen to and watch what you listen to. You know what I mean? But it all correlates, because God is in everything. That's why my word is intention for the year. So I want y'all to be intentional with what you're listening to and who you're listening to, because that can have an effect on you. Like I already said, it's going to have an effect on your actions. That music you listen to is either going to make you have a productive day, or it's going to make you be distracted and focus on the wrong things. Because I know when I start my mornings with some gospel, it's a fire morning. Like, what waking up to gospel is a whole different level of peace. Playing gospel in the morning is like the music your mom used to play on a Saturday morning when she's cleaning. You know what I mean? Like, it gives that nostalgic feeling. Like, when I wake up and I just turn on some gospel, it's like, it sets the tone. That's why I read my Bible in the morning too. It literally renews my brain for the upcoming day. Like, the enemy, if the first thing I went to was my phone, then I'm automatically looking at what other people are doing. I'm looking at what everyone's posted, this, that, and the third. Why am I worried about that first thing in the morning? Like, baby, go brush your teeth. Like, touch some grass, breathe some air, drink some water, hydrate. You haven't drank anything for 8 hours, even if you got 8 hours. Sometimes it's like 6 to 7. On a bad day, it's like 4. But you haven't drank anything. You need to hydrate. You know what I mean? Like, you have to focus on filling you up before you go into this day. And the only thing you need to fill up on is Jesus, because Jesus is daily bread. You know what I mean? So that's why you see me reading my word every day and you see me playing my gospel music. And some of you guys don't see me playing my gospel music because I have not recently released my playlist because it's kind of all over the place. I let my sister and her husband have access to adding songs to it. And so there's some songs on there that like are not my style. So it's like, I'm not sharing this with the public yet. Like, I want to make a whole new playlist that is like for certain things. Like, I want a gym one I want to make. And then I want my car playlist that I want to make. But I'm going to give it to y'all. Maybe I'll link it in this video. Maybe I'll do that for you guys. So make sure you check the description to see if I have a little link for you. Because everybody asked me my playlist. And I'm working on it. And that's something else I want to do too. I'm just getting ahead of myself. But I do kind of want to get into Christian rap. Like, I think I can do it. I know I can do it because I can do anything through Christ which strengtheneth me. Okay, Philippians 4:13. I got my mic right here, baby. Just give me the beat. That's something I want to do because we are supposed to be honoring God in all that we do. And that's a segue. I didn't even know where I needed. But Christian rap, oh my God. You'll realize it's not even the lyrics that you're attracted to. You're attracted to the beat. And that's why, like, if you ever seen the movie Sinners, oh my gosh, that was such a good movie because it literally showed how the music was attracting the negative spirits, right? And it was from, obviously, the words he was singing, but it was from the music making the words come alive, the sound making the words come alive. Does that make sense? Giving up secular or carnal music, whatever the term is, isn't like, oh, I can never listen to that. Christian rap be hitting, you know what I mean? The beats be hitting. DKG Key, fire. Emmanuel the Prophet, fire. Those are my top two Christian rap artists. I'm finna be up there too, okay, for the females. But you'll realize, like, it's just the beat, because there's so many songs that like kind of mimic popular songs, and it's like, whoa, I didn't even care for the other lyrics that were on this track. Like, this one's hitting, and now I feel good singing these lyrics because it's praising the Lord, you know what I mean? So it's like, you shouldn't feel dumb or cringy or out of place for listening to Christian rap. Like, I used to think like, oh my gosh, you're a cornball. Like, I used to think like that. Like, oh my gosh, that's a Jesus freak right there. I am a certified Jesus freak now. I get it. And you don't get it until you're in it. You don't get it until he grabs you. And it's just different because God snatched me up. God literally snatched me up. I felt like a little kid being dragged by my collar. Like, he was like, Bray, you're done. You're done playing in the sandbox. And he got me up. And with that first scripture, it was talking about like you're hearing, you have ears that hear, but you're not hearing. Everyone wakes up at a different time. God's timing is different with everyone, so it's not your duty or your prerogative. Is that the word you're supposed to use? I don't even know what that word means. It just flew out of my mouth. It's not your duty to try to make someone see what you see if you are on the right path, if that makes sense. It's your duty to shine your light so brightly and do what Christ would do, what Jesus would do. It's your duty to act like Jesus and to exude his light for them to be drawn to you. Like, it's not your duty to be like, no, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's your duty to lead by example so people want to flock to you, because that's different. Like, I told you, when I first got on my walk, I did everything cookie cut Christians for dummies type thing, you know, type deal. And I was pushing people away because I was like, you're not supposed to do that. No, you can't do this. And I was like, someone had to come correct me and be like, Bray, just shut up. And that's something God says in the Bible too. Like, you'll learn that sometimes it's better just to be quiet. Like, there's a time and a place to speak and to hold your peace. And sometimes you just have to lead with what you got, what God tells you to do, and let him do the rest. Okay? So you got to listen to him. Be focused on him, be in your word with him. Watch what you're listening to when you can control it, because obviously when I'm in a public space, at like the gym or something, I can't just go change the music. I mean, me, I probably could, but okay, see, there's the ego. The ego just came out. But no, you have to realize that like you're gonna be placed in environments and situations where people are going to be going against what you believe. And you have to have a strong mind, a sound mind, to know discernment between what you're supposed to take and what you're supposed to leave from that place. Does that make sense? So that is just a big one for me, is like what you listen to, who you listen to matters, because your circle Like, even that statement, talking about your circle, do you have people around you that are uplifting you, or do you have people that are constantly pointing out negative, constantly complaining, constantly trying to just go party, constantly trying to drag the next person, constantly trying to just escape, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to surround yourself with people that live like Jesus or live according to the beliefs that you follow. Does that make sense? Because if you have people around you that are just taking, draining your energy, you're going to feel drained. Like, there's no ways around. Like, and then you're going to be stuck in a cycle, and then you're people pleasing, and then it's just a whole ordeal. But that's why you got to focus on filling your cup up with Christ, your daily bread, so that way you can be whole and help others. Because you cannot help anyone else if you're not helping yourself. And a lot of people that complain, a lot of people that are pointing out the negatives are unsatisfied with themselves. So they're just projecting. Does that make sense? And that's why I try my best to do the best that I can every day, because that's all I can do. But that's, like, the hard part of what makes my job hard, if that makes sense, because I'm a personal trainer. And being a personal trainer, people are like, oh, you're just going to work out all day. You're just going to make programs all day. No, I'm a therapist. And I'm not saying that in a negative way, but it can be draining because I'm constantly having to pour into people. But who's pouring into me? You know what I mean? I have Jesus. That's how I'm filled up, okay? So you guys need to make sure that you're filled up and not trying to make someone else fill you up. Because if you're leaning on someone else, like, oh, they didn't make sure I was okay today. Why didn't you make sure you were okay today? Why didn't you ask Jesus to make sure you were okay today? Because if you ask him, he'll make sure you're good. I promise you. Like, you ever see them videos of them girls talking about, like, oh, I went on a Jesus date and it was paid for? They be serious. Like, I've done things. Even this morning, I went to breakfast with my friend. There was a table that I wanted to sit at, and my friend was like, oh, we're not going to get it. And in my head, I was like, I'm God's favorite. Like, why wouldn't I get that table? And then, boom, the waiter made a zigzag, and she placed us at the table that was not going to be for us. You know what I mean? And it's just like, when you ask Jesus to help, he will help. Like, he will show up and show out. You just have to seek him. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. And if we go to Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when you seek God, baby, he's going to show up and show out. And that's why it's important to have that in your subconscious, have that flooding your brain, renewing your mind. Romans 12:2. Oh my gosh, I'm pulling out every scripture right now. Romans 12:2 talks about renewing your mind. And how do you renew your mind? By the things you listen to, by the people you're around, right? By learning, okay? And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the way to renew your mind is by reading the word, because the word is living, okay? But it's also about what you're feeding yourself in every aspect. Your food, what you're reading, what you're listening to, all of that. Because that's the thing that makes you whole. You have to think about it. The way you think right now is because of the way you were taught as a child, the way you were molded as a child, the environments you were in, the people you were around, the things you were seeing, the things you were listening to, the things you were a part of. You know what I mean? So it's like, now that you're an adult and you're able and you're self-aware, you have to take control to unlearn those things and unlisten to those things and to change your beliefs, to change your thoughts. You know what I mean? You have to take negative thoughts captive and rewire them and speak against them in those moments, so that way you can press forward in your new identity in Christ. Does that make sense? So what and who you listen to is crucial. So please take inventory, go through your music, see what stuff is feeding your ego, and maybe just put it in a different album. Or is that even how it works? Put it in a different little folder or something. If you're like me and you're like dramatic, I deleted all my music. I deleted all my music. And so now I have only Christian music, like, in my playlist. And then if I want to go listen to, like, a new song that's out, I have to go search for it. I have to go actually physically go look for it. And if you know me, I'm not one of those music heads where people are like staying up till midnight listening to an album. No, you guys go ahead, listen to the album, listen to the whole thing, and find the good one, and then maybe I'll listen to it. That's me. So the whole music thing has never been a problem because I was like an old head anyways. I was listening to 2000s, 90s R&B religiously. But now I listen to my Christian rap playlist religiously. And I say Christian rap playlist and there's gospel songs on there too. That's why I was like, I haven't shared it yet because it's a little all over the place. I want like one of them aesthetically pleasing, like hit after hit after hit type playlist. So I'm gonna work on that. It'll probably be in the link of this description. But yeah, that's just my thoughts on ear gates, because how we hear is how we get the word. Word is the bird. Okay. I know this conversation kind of went like all over the place, but in a weird way, it's all connected because God is intentional and he had me rambling for a reason. So this is just your friendly reminder, your friendly wake up call that what you listen to and who you listen to matters. So go through that. Go through the music, go through your friends, go through the appointments you go to, because that's another thing. I just posted a lash appointment video of me and my girl Nat, who does my lashes. She's been doing my lashes for years now, and she's been through my whole journey. Like, I met her when I was a stripper, and I used to pay her in ones, and we used to talk gossip. I used to tell her what was going on in the club. I used to tell the tea, you know what I mean? And then when my life switched, my conversations were different, and her conversations have been different too. She's Christian as well. And going into her studio, it wasn't always gospel music. It wasn't always Christ-centered conversations, but we both realized that's what we need. And it slowly just became like that. And I was with her and I was like, are you like this with everybody or just me? She's like, no, I'm like this with everybody. She changed her business name. She changed the colors of her brand. Like, God will really change everything about you in the best way possible. When you seek him, when you want to honor him, when you are being obedient, you know what I mean? So if you're working on obedience and want to start somewhere, start with what you listen to, because that's what's programming your thoughts, your actions, and it's important. Like, if you don't believe it, like I used to, oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's so funny. I used to fight with my mom in the car. Like, I used to never play music because, like I said, I'm black and white. I see the best of both sides, you know what I mean? My daddy's black, my mom is white, right? So I'm listening to all my dad's music when I was with my mom. Mind you, my parents are together. So it's not like I was at my dad's house, I was at my mom's house. It's just like, no, I was just with my mom listening to the music I would listen to around my dad. It was two different worlds. And any time I played music around my mom, it was a problem, an argument. Because she's like, what are we listening to? What are those lyrics? Like, turn that ish off. Like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, this is garbage. I'm like, stop listening to the lyrics. Just listen to the music. I used to say that. Stop listening to the lyrics. It's not about the lyrics. But in the end, mom was always right, okay? Like, it was about the lyrics, because little did I know that was being programmed into my head. I was 9 years old listening to E-40 talking about alcoholism. Girl, what? What? That used to be my favorite song too. Alcoholism. Alcoholism. Like, why? Why? Why was that my jam? You know what I mean? There was a whole bunch of other weird ones too, but that one is just like, you didn't need to listen to that. You know what I mean? And now I get it. Now that my ears are open, my eyes are open, I'm able to understand what my mom was saying back then. Does that make sense? Does that scripture make sense now? That was a perfect example. Holy Spirit is tea. But yeah, it takes time, and this message is going to hit you when it hits you, because what I do before anything, before I post anything, is I always pray that whoever this message is for, whoever this video is for, whoever this podcast is for, that it lands on their timeline, on their phone, wherever you are listening or tuning in from, when you're supposed to hear it. Like, I pray that, because God's timing is perfect, and he knows what you need when you need it. Like, you are never lacking when you have God. So that is just something I want you to know, that he is always thinking of you. He wants you to draw nearer to him always. And this might be the message that does that. So if you've been thinking about changing what you listen to, changing the friends you're around, and mind you, I'm not saying you have to go unfriend people, but I did that. you can respectfully distance yourself I'm currently doing it that way now. At first, I unfollowed everybody on social media. But that's the thing. That's the thing. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for you. Do what's going to help your mental health. Unfollowing all the people in the club helped my mental health because I wasn't feeling left out. Because out of sight, out of mind. If I'm not seeing the bags you're posting, and by bags, I mean like the money bags of the night, or the cash or the ones or whatever. If I'm not seeing that, I'm not going to miss the club. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to remember when I was in the club, it wasn't always money. And mind you, social media is fake. A girl's going to be posting a bag that she made 2 months ago just to bring some new niggas in. You know what I mean? So that's something too. The enemy will try to play with your mind if you let him. If you do not have a sound mind, if you're not strong in your walk with Christ, like, the enemy is going to play with you, babe. Like, that's why you have to be in your word. You have to be listening to the word of God. You have to do these things to combat the enemy, because he's going to try to prey on any type of aspect in your life that he can. You know what I mean? Because he studies us just like God does. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your temptations, and he's going to try to use them against you. You know what I mean? So it's like, you gotta be quicker than that when it comes to me, okay? So, and that's, see, that little attitude was a good example of the ego. I can use my ego against the enemy. You're not gonna get me. You can't touch me, nigga. Like, oh my goodness. I've been chit-chat patty-whacking for so long now. My throat's getting a little dry. So I'm going to end this episode here. As I'm wrapping this up, I just want you to know that God loves you. He wants you to be your best self, and he wants you to fill yourself up with the right things. So do what you need to do to put yourself in position to be your best self, walking with Christ, walking in the light, putting your best foot forward. Whatever that means to you, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I am not your mama. I am not your mom. Got no kids, 24 and no kids. Hey, right? We were able to take things from this podcast that may have hit home, may have convicted you. Take it up with God, run it by him, and work it out with him. Okay, I'm just here to be the vessel. I'm happy you tuned in. Make sure you subscribe so we can chit chat next week, and we'll chat soon. Mwah.